You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
YouTube has tons of stuff on there that you can't find anywhere else of them playing live on the last tour. And you can tell from watching some of those things, because I've watched the last, the last encore was American Girl of the last show. And you can see him just limp off that stage. And then John told me that, I guess, after he walked off the stage, that he almost kind of, he couldn't walk. And Steve Ferroni, the drummer, had to carry him on his back down the stairs. So, an incredible story that was wrapped up in an interesting package. The man had an incredible life, and you can't really deny that. And, we're going to all go to the same barn at some point. But I thank John for the time and for the great insight. And there'll be more stories in this book. And they're really funny. And I don't know if John will go to any of the dark places, because Tom certainly had some of those too. But this Warren Zanes book came out a couple of years ago. And if you want to read a great insight to Petty's life and to things he didn't tell anybody ever, but he told this dude. This guy Warren Zanes was in a band called the Del Fuegos, which had one kind of hit record. And I think he opened for Petty and the Heartbreakers, and he and Tom got to be buds, and Tom told him the story. This is a hell of a book, and it really explains a lot about the man. And I wonder, when these books come out in paperback, sometime the author will add an extra chapter if something has occurred, like if they die, like Tom did. So it's Zanes. It's on Amazon, if you want to know more about it. And that film that's on Netflix is really worth the time to sit and see. Just an artist and how he creates and how he has a band and how you manage all that. And it's something else. And it's hard. Most folks can't do it.
No. Nope.
And they don't. And Tom did it with great success. And much of that is owed to John Scott. So thank you, John. Again, the book will be out. Tom Petty and Me is going to be, it's online now on Facebook. You can pre-order it. On Netflix, one more little cautionary note. If you get some emails saying that that your account has been shut down because they can't verify your billing information, don't give them anything. They're fishing for your credit card number, so forget about it. This sucks. A Monopoly is an American classic.
I saw.
And they've bastardized that darn thing. You know, what was wrong with just the one version? It's like, you know, M&Ms. They've changed them 100 times. Oreos. They got red ones, green ones, cherry. Stop it. They're just fine the way they are. Monopoly, there's a Star Wars version, a Beatles version. What else?
There's hundreds of versions.
So they just destroyed that. Now there's a brand new game out, Monopoly, the Cheaters Edition. Hasbro did it. I guess they own the rights.
Yep.
This version of Monopoly will have cheat cards in the middle, let you remove hotels, move other players' tokens, and steal money from the bank. What does that say about society and about us as a race? A bunch of cheating, lying scum that want to cheat at Monopoly.
Right, and if you get away with it, you get away with it in a bonus or something, and if you get caught, though, you're busted.
Rewards for cheating without getting caught include extra cash or free properties. That's life.
That's good.
If you cheat and get a... That says a lot about something right there. I don't know what, but it do. And if you're trying to get high and can't find any dope, I can't believe I'm reading this, but it's true. You'll get high, and you won't poop.
Because otherwise it makes you?
Well, check this out. I don't believe the half the crap that I read, but I druggies are turning to over-the-counter anti-diarrhea medicine to get high. I'm not sure if I believe this or not. We ought to Snopes this. The drug in question is loperamide, better known by the brand name Imodium AD. When you have poop issues, this makes you not poop your pants, which is a good thing. They say that people, I guess, trying to get high to either self-treat withdrawal symptoms, doesn't say from what, or to get high. This is a cheap buzz, as 400 generic capsules cost about $10. The downside is you got to take about 300 capsules to get off.
Jeez. God.
And you won't crap for a week. High doses can cause heart problems and even death. So, you know, come on, man. You don't need to get high that much. Go buy a six-pack of malt liquor and chug it. You'll be fine, and you'll be pooping, too. Water.
Yeah.
So go for it. It's just stupid.
McConaughey turned from doing car ads to doing some ad for Wild Turkey or some kind of whiskey.
He does. Yeah. I,
did you see it yet?
Well, no, all of these. Michael Imperioli, who played Christopher on The Sopranos, does one for tequila. McConaughey does that one. Did Sean Penn do one for something? I don't know. But they're doing these ads for booze. We do ads for our friend Jim Daniels at JDRoof.com, the top roofers in the Mid-South area, in four states now and growing all the time. A-plus rating because they're just the best at what they do. These are really good people to start with. They have a great staff. They were remarkably professional and polite and thorough. A team comes out. They don't just, you know, they get up there and they measure this thing and they look at every shingle and everything possible and thoroughly check out what needs to be done. We had black streaks on the roof. They are gone. Any flashing that was messed up, they fixed it. When it comes time to get your roof checked, maybe this spring, maybe now before it gets to be spring, get it over with. Let JD and his staff, JDRoof.com, come out and do it for you. They've done the Forum downtown, AutoZone, Shelby County Schools, on and on and on. They've done, you know, my house. They've done everybody's house. They do businesses, you name it. They can do it for you. The best prices in the city, and they are good, and they're nice people too. Thank you, JD. Thank you, Terry. Everybody over there, 278-9006 is the phone number. JDRoof.com is where you can find more about them. The groundhog saw his shadow.
Yes.
That's over with. The Super Bowl is Sunday. I hope your team wins. I hope you didn't bet too much money on dumb stuff. But I can't wait to watch Rob Gronkowski wearing only his pants and cleats. No shirt, no pads, and no helmet. So watch that. That'll be fun. And he won't get hurt. He's a robot and a troglodyte. And he's, I'm kidding, but he's playing, but the guy's a freak.
Robot trog.
This should be fun. And watch our buddy Mr. Timberlake at halftime. He'll be on there too. Take care of you, and thank you. Dumbasses are coming up, and that's all I got.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.